The lady who got killed, she lives right under me.
I had an idea. Let's go check downstairs.
Holy, there's blood everywhere.
Katie and Christy.
What is this?
This is some black magic stuff.
Hey.
She's got pictures of you. How does she have pictures of you?
Dude, I had craziest dreams. Check it out.
What is it?
It looks like a bite or something. I've been getting this weird feeling.
Have you guys ever felt like something's just watching you?
Okay, here's the deal. When is a sequel not a sequel? The answer is when it's a Paranormal Activity movie that rips off all the other ones but loads it so full of ethnic stereotypes the audience doesn't even notice. There's absolutely nothing new in Paranormal Activity, the Marked Ones, aside from the Latino characters and a shakier shaky cam than I've ever seen. The film explores the fate of a kid whose downstairs neighbor is found dead and he discovers he's been marked for possession. Featuring awful stereotypes like tequila, tortillas, and chihuahuas, this unapologetic demographic cash grab is nauseating to watch with a camera that almost never stops moving, looking like it was shot by a drunk man with a seizure. Inside is a terribly mundane and derivative film, but it's sloppily wrapped in vomit-inducing found footage. Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones, gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.